Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seaton's top local story now. Several funeral-style processions from around Southern California have now converged on downtown Los Angeles to honor George Floyd. KNX 1070's Margaret Carrero kicks off our in-depth team coverage. We go live now to her in downtown L.A.
Chris, at least three of those processions have made their way here to downtown Los Angeles. There are three hearses parked here on Broadway just past First Street, and there are people, members of the clergy, rabbis, young children, others, all different shades of human being that are out here, and they are blocking the intersection of Broadway and First. This is where they intend at noon to hold a memorial service to honor George Floyd, as of course there are mourners who are in Houston right now for the public viewing of his casket. He will be laid to rest in Houston, his hometown, tomorrow. One young boy that's out here is holding a sign that says, "Love your neighbor as yourself." Another man walking up now with a sign that says, "Rest in power, rabbis for Black Lives." Just some of the other signs that I'm seeing out here today. Really, they're out here to honor his life, but all Black lives. They want people to understand that Black lives matter. They want an end to police brutality. They want to defund the police department. Just many of the things that they are out here to shed a light on. Reporting live in downtown L.A., Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
All right, Margaret, continuing our in-depth team coverage from the local to the federal level, the call for police reform is being heard across the nation.
It's not new. We've heard it for decades. But now the push for change seems to be the strongest it's ever been. Errol Southers at USC has been involved in police work from a beat cop in Santa Monica to being in charge of terrorism agencies. He says there are some fundamentals in what we demand of the police that need to be addressed first.
The police get called for everything. Barking dogs, neighbors who don't get along with each other, someone who's decided that their electricity just went off. You know, we call the police. They are the first responders for every community issue. We have a 911 reflex in America. And believe me, those officers would much rather be going to those calls where their services, expertise, and training is going to have them go.
In other words, let police agencies do what they are supposed to be doing in the first place, fighting crime, not settling personal grievances or inconvenience.
Los Angeles County crews have got a handle now on a wind-whipped wildfire that burned about 75 acres in Castaic this morning. It was seen by KNX listener Jason.
And it was really visible from the roundabout off of the Hazy Canyon exit. And from what I could see, it was behind the detention center on the mountain there.
That would be the Pitchers Detention Center. But again, crews now do have it under control. L.A. City crews kept very busy earlier, putting out a small brush fire that burned 4 acres in the Sepulveda Basin. Los Angeles DWP tells us that the 13,000 of its customers are currently without power because of outages caused by these gusting winds. California's superintendent of public instruction will unveil guidelines very shortly, in a matter of minutes, for the reopening of schools that have been shut down since March because of the coronavirus pandemic. The information is expected to serve as a roadmap of sorts for local school leaders as they work with health officials on ways to safely bring students back to campus. Reports say its recommendations will include having students wear masks and arranging classrooms to allow for social distancing. There's a rush on in Sacramento these days to pass a new state budget. By the deadline of June 30th, that deadline laid down by the California Constitution, but USC political analyst Dan Schnoor tells KNX the plan to address the deficit of more than $50 billion will be a little more than a press release. That's because so much about the future remains uncertain during this pandemic, including federal funding.
It's very likely that Congress will allocate allocate a large amount of money to state and local government, if only because the federal government is allowed to run a deficit, state governments cannot. The two questions are twofold. Number one, how much aid will come from Washington, whether it's going to be enough to forestall these cuts or not. And the second question is when.
He tells us it's unlikely that Congress will get any money out by the end of June, meaning a period of turmoil during which he expects numerous revisions to the California budget. The LA County Sheriff's Department now updating the number of employees who've tested positive for the coronavirus since the outbreak started. It puts the latest figure at 317, including 228 sworn members of the department, with the rest being civilian personnel. Many other employees have been quarantined at various times because of exposure to the virus, but most of them have returned to work. The Sheriff's Department also says the number of jail inmates who've tested positive has climbed to more than 2,500, with many more currently in quarantine or in isolation simply as a precaution. An LAPD officer is recovering today after being struck by a crossbow or arrow during a barricade situation at a North Hollywood apartment building. This happened last night on Bakeman Avenue. After police responded on an assault with a deadly weapon call, police were trying to clear out the building when the man shot at them. He's been taken into custody. Police say the wounded officer has been released from the hospital with only what they say are minor injuries.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.